Welcome back to the Weekend Show. Dr. Gail Ganser with Piedmont Eye Center in this morning. Once again, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, last time we talked with you, we talked about your work as a pediatric ophthalmologist, but today we're going to talk about kind of your other job. You're also a neuro-ophthalmologist, which is neuro-ophthalmology, which sounds incredibly complicated, but you kind of narrow down what that means when you talk about neuro-ophthalmology.
Yes, my field of neuro-ophthalmology has to do with the brain-eye connection. Our eyes don't just work themselves in order for us to see. Basically, the eye gathers signals and sends them back to the brain through what's called the vision pathways. And then your brain makes sense of it so that we can determine what's going on around us. And that pathway can be interrupted at different places along the way, such that we don't see everything we should. We might lose peripheral vision or have double vision, things like that.
And I would assume that when you're looking into that as a possibility for any issue somebody might be having, it's a little bit more detailed than your typical eye exam, just kind of looking through the different, you know, the different lenses. There's a little bit more involved in an exam of that kind. What kind of things do you do as a neuro-ophthalmologist?
Well, the types of patients I usually see are ones that have a medical condition that has affected the vision, such as multiple sclerosis, strokes, or I might see a patient with a brain tumor every now and then. And then my job is to figure out what's causing their vision symptoms. Sometimes they don't have a known medical diagnosis, and my job is to figure out why there is they have unknown vision loss. So what tests I do will really depend on what type of problem the patient is having. For example, if a patient has double vision, that can come from a problem in the brain, a problem in the nerves that go to the eye muscles, a problem in the muscles themselves that move the eyes, a tumor behind the eye, things like that. So I have to check like all those systems and see what's causing a patient's double vision.
So it's a much more extensive exam. When you are talking about, as you said, you're now talking about the brain-eye connection, a lot more to look for. There are a lot more possibilities.
There are a lot of possibilities. So I need to consider all along the pathways of the vision as to where could this problem be occurring.
And so, what are some of the most common issues you might see that would fall under neuro-ophthalmology? Is there something that's more common than the other where somebody is having one of these issues that's not just, say, a typical loss of vision like astigmatism or, you know, nearsightedness,
right,
Farsightedness?
Well, the most common thing I would see, which is not terribly complicated, would be headaches, because I think over half the population has headaches. Mm-hmm. But I often get sent a patient to determine if their headaches are coming from something serious in the brain, like is there a tumor back there? Mm-hmm. Is there vision loss associated with this headache? Is the patient at risk for having a stroke because of the headache? Questions like that. And sometimes patients or the physician that sends a patient just wants to know if the optic nerves are swollen, which can be an indication of a brain tumor, for example. So I'm not a headache specialist, I try to tell everybody, but rather I can look and see if the headaches are related to the eyes or if there are any clues as to the cause of the headaches by looking inside the eyes.
And how is that done? Is there a, you know, anybody who's been for a regular eye exam knows what's involved, you know, sitting there and having the lenses put in front of you and then reading the chart. And I imagine it depends on the symptoms that they tell you about and what the exam is going to be. But I assume also there's a little bit more involved and different kinds of tests that go along with it.
Well, the first thing I would do, if we're still talking about headaches, would be to ask, when do the headaches occur? Because if a person has headaches in the morning versus the evening, that can mean something different. Or if the headaches are just with reading, then they may have a problem with focusing their eyes together on the book or iPhone these days. So I can do some tests and see if maybe the eyes aren't straight up close. The eyes are trying to turn in or turn out. There's a focusing insufficiency of some type because that can produce headaches. If you know, if there are headaches occurring in the morning but not the rest of the day, that makes you think that there could be something inside the head that's producing pressure, because that usually gets worse at night.
But not to panic anybody, because headaches are common also.
They're common. I mean, most headaches are just tension, stress-type headaches. But then I do see a lot of patients who have migraines, which are very common, and often patients with migraines see colors in their vision or flashing light, some kind of distortions in their vision.
Sensitivity to light, that kind of thing.
And sensitivity to light, and that can occur during a headache or before a headache. So if I think a person's actually having migraines, then I would send them to either a neurologist or back to their primary care
and
provider.
A neurologist looks more at just the brain, right? You're looking at the connection of the two, the eye, brain, and they're going to focus on the brain.
I'm not a neurologist. Mm-hmm. A neurologist has a whole what's called residency after medical school in neurology. Mm-hmm. And what I did instead is an ophthalmology residency. And now either of those folks can go to the residency that's called fellowship that's called neuro-ophthalmology. But my basic training is in ophthalmology, and then I just did like an extra year of the neuro-ophthalmology.
At what point was somebody, let's say I'm a person who reads and suddenly, you know, I'm getting headaches, or I watch TV, I'm getting headaches. Is there a point where you say, okay, let it go for a little while and see if it goes away? Or at what point should somebody say, you know what, I really need to get this checked out? Do you go a month? Do you go several weeks? Do you go several days?
I guess it depends on the severity of the headache. Mm-hmm. I mean, someone who has like the worst headache of their life, they say, should go to the emergency room and make sure, for example, it's not something terrible like an aneurysm. Mm-hmm. Headaches that are not as bad and just kind of a nuisance, you can wait a few months and see, maybe try to manage your stress a little better and see if that can help. So I think it just depends on how bad it is. Sometimes doctors will have you rate your headache on a scale from 1 to 10. And I usually find that patients with headaches have already been to their primary care doctor and that they have told the patient to get the eyes checked.
So it's the next step.
It's like the next step. And I know it's bothering the patient a significant amount because they've already been to their primary care doctor about it and wanted to accept the referral to me.
Let me ask you a little bit about, you know, with your eyesight, and let's say somebody is getting headaches, and, you know, certainly I find myself squinting and trying to, you know, things aren't as clear as they used to be. Will something like that, will watching TV, if I need to wear glasses or contacts and I'm not wearing them, or reading, does that cause headaches? Or, you know, are you straining so hard? Can that cause a headache? Just that you're not wearing your glasses. If you just wear your glasses, you might be fine.
Yeah, that can certainly happen. Depends on how strong your glasses are. Mm-hmm. I don't think small prescriptions, if you're not wearing your glasses, would really cause headaches. But especially if you're farsighted, that can cause significant headaches because you're having to do extra focusing on your own and sort of straining your eyes, whereas the glasses would do the focusing for you if you would put them on. Nearsightedness doesn't tend to cause quite as much eye strain, I don't think.
So if somebody calls the office and says, these are my symptoms, they're going to kind of determine whether you just need the eye exam or perhaps something a little more extensive with you.
Right, right.
And then you can bring them in and go through the whole range of tests. And again, as we said, we're have a headache, don't worry. But if it's something that is impacting your life,
yes, exactly.
That's where you want to step in and maybe check it out a little bit more. All right, if somebody has any concerns or just trying to figure out what direction they should go, the best way to get in touch with you all
is our website, PiedmontEye.com, or you can call us directly at 434-947-3984.
Dr. Gail Ganser with Piedmont Eye Center, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back.